go before the Lord, first of all, and thank Him that we're able to be here once again, and then to ask His blessing and protection on us during this school year. Heavenly Father, we do come to You, and it just seems like we've been looking for this day for a long time and hoping and praying that we would be able to come back together in some sense of normalcy. And so here we are today, and we just thank You for this beautiful, beautiful morning that we can be outside. I thank You for every single student that is here, Lord. Every teacher and staff member that You have brought back so that we can continue in our mission to raise up a generation who can think and reason from biblical truth and apply that in every area of life. So, God, we ask that You would put a hedge of protection around us. Lord, help us to be mindful of the things that we need to be doing to keep one another safe. But, Lord, help us not to be distracted by all the stuff that is swirling around, but to be able to focus and learn and grow together. And so we thank You again and give You praise and glory and honor through Jesus Christ our Lord. And everyone in agreement say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So our theme for this year is grow in grace and knowledge. Grow in grace and knowledge. So I want you to start getting that into your mind, because we're going to refer to it all through the year. Grow in grace and knowledge. And since we're here at school, that fits beautifully. But I want to give you the verse that comes from. This is out of the second letter that the Apostle Peter wrote. And he is instructing the people that were around him at that time that he was trying to influence and win to Christ. And he said, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever." So that's our theme verse, 2 Peter 3:18. So that's a good one. It's an easy one for us to memorize, to be able to remind ourselves that His challenge, His charge to the people that lived then, and of course we know that the Holy Spirit takes that down through the ages and makes it alive and real for us today in 2020, the year that we will remember forever. "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." So a couple things about this to get us started. First of all, that word grace is in there. I know we've heard of grace. We know about grace. As Christians, we understand that it's God's grace that allows us to be part of His family. It's God's grace that allows us to look forward to the time when we will be with Him forever in new bodies that never get sick. We don't have to worry about pandemics in heaven. And that's God's grace. Well, Noah Webster, I think you probably have heard of him before, right? Maybe it's been a while, but Noah Webster defined grace, and can you imagine how many definitions he has listed for grace? 20 definitions. So I've instructed all of your teachers that for the next week, you're going to be doing a 4R and looking at all 20 definitions and writing out all the verses and everything that applies to that. So that's what we're going to do for the first 2 weeks of school. Aren't you glad you're back?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, of course, right? Just, you know, I had to mess with you a little bit there. Okay, I hear the sigh of relief. But seriously, what a word grace is and the impact. I'm just going to read a couple, like four out of his 20 definitions that we'll look at. The second definition he gives us is, he says it's appropriately the free, unmerited love and favor of God, the spring and source of all the benefits men receive from Him. So all the blessings, all the good things, all the things we take for granted, like this fresh air that we're breathing. That's God's grace. He's created this earth so that we can live and function without even thinking about it because of his grace, the rain that he gives, all those things, plus just all the things that he gives us, our families, our churches, and the tools that we can create. Another one is grace is favorable influence of God, divine influence, or the influence of the Spirit in renewing the heart and restraining us from sin. That's God's grace. The fact that we even want to live for God isn't because we are like, well, we're kind of special. We want to live for God. No, that's because of God. Without God's grace, we wouldn't want to have anything to do with God. We wouldn't care about God. That's the natural way that the human race is because of sin. The next definition he gives is grace is the application of Christ's righteousness to the sinner. And I like that one because it takes us right back to that theme verse where Peter is saying that we are to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he links grace and Jesus very closely. And then the last one we'll look at is grace is a state of reconciliation to God. If you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, his free gift to you by having faith in his sacrifice, then you're reconciled before God. You are one of his children, and he's promised that he will keep you in his hand for all time. It takes that first step, of course, of us saying yes to him when he says, I have grace for you. Well, let's look at the word knowledge then. That's the second one. Grow in grace and knowledge. And it's not just knowledge. We're used to talking about knowledge at school, aren't we? You're learning a lot of things. You're getting a lot of tools. You're getting equipped to be able to go forth in your life's work to accomplish great things. But Peter is being very specific, and he says to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, I know all of us in here have heard of Jesus Christ, haven't we? We know that Jesus was born. We celebrate that at Christmas time. We know that he lived a sinless life. We know that he died for our sin and that he rose from the dead. We have that knowledge of him. But, you know, I think Peter was talking a little bit more deeply than that. He is saying, let's really get to know who Christ is. And the more we get to know him, when the layers start getting peeled back from our mind, that we come to understand, wow, and I do that sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I never quite realized that about Jesus and what he did and who he is and what he's made available to me. And that's what Peter is saying. Let's grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus, and then all the other things fall into place. They take on new meaning. Algebra takes on new meaning the more we understand who Christ is. Writing poems takes on new meaning when we understand who Christ is and the grace that he has given us. And we can go through every subject area. Everything about life gets richer, fuller, shinier, more lovely because of Jesus Christ. And so this year, I want us to set our eyes on Jesus like never before. Let's not get distracted by the swirl that is going on now, whether it's with COVID-19 or the election that is coming up, the rioting that is going on, just the division that the enemy has been able to come and bring and try to destroy our nation and our lives. Let's look to Jesus because he is the author and finisher of our faith. And there's another verse that goes with that one that I gave you, and that's what I'm going to end with. And it's back in Peter's first letter, but Peter had all this stuff on his mind when he was writing, and he was writing in a time where it was kind of messy like it is now. There was a lot of persecution going on. The Romans were coming down strong and heavy on the Jewish people and the new Christians. And so he said, therefore, anytime scripture says therefore, we need to look back and see therefore, what's he referring to? So we can't do that today, but we're going to do that as we go through this year. He says, therefore, since we're going to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus, prepare your minds for action. You see, you're not just going through the motions, sitting through your classes, reading, taking notes, doing your homework, taking tests, just for the sake of doing all those things. But you are preparing your minds for action. We're to be involved in what God is doing in planet Earth. And that means we have to have our minds renewed. He says, keep sober in spirit. And what he means by that is keep the focus. Keep the first things first. Instead of being distracted by life and all the... Sometimes it's not just the negative things that distract us. A lot of times it's all those other things that can get in the way and pull us out of our focus on Christ, and we get just caught up in all the stuff of life, all the gadgets, all the things we can watch and listen to and all those kinds of things. If we let them come in, they begin to rob us of that grace and knowledge of Christ, and pretty soon we find ourselves drifting away and not caring so much anymore, and that's not a happy place to be. And he says, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, he's saying, don't forget that we're only here for a short time. The real stuff, real life is coming. And that is when Jesus Christ is revealed once again. The second coming, heaven opens up. And that's when our real existence will come into being. So, ladies and gentlemen, grow in grace and knowledge this year. And by the end of this year, when we're standing in the first week of June, and maybe we're out here again enjoying the startup of summertime, we're going to be able to say God did something special in our lives this year. And we were faithful to grow in grace and knowledge. So I'm going to pray with you right now, and then Mr. Stone will come up. Father, I thank you again for these students. I just pray, Lord, that you touch hearts, you open all of our hearts and our minds to you. Lord, we want to grow in grace. We want to have grace with one another. We want to be loving and kind. We want to be understanding of others and prefer them more than ourselves. Lord, and we want to accept your grace and walk in it as we come to know Jesus at a deeper level than we ever knew possible. So it's unto you that we commission this year, 2020-21, and it's in Jesus' name that we do that now. Amen. Amen.